Welcome. If you're here, it's likely because you see something special in your child, a unique spark, a different way of seeing the world, and you have questions about their development. When your child is an infant or toddler, navigating this path can feel scary. But here's the truth we want to start with. Every child is an incredible human, full of potential. Needing extra support isn't a sign of being less, it's a sign of learning differently. Research shows that a child's first 3 years are a critical time for brain development, and getting help early puts them on the right path to reach their full potential. This GLOG is here to be your partner on this journey. Our mission is to demystify the world of special education, turning confusing jargon and intimidating processes into clear, actionable steps. We want to empower you to become a confident champion for your child, helping them get the support they need to let their unique strengths shine. Welcome to Early Steps, support from the very beginning. In Florida, the system designed to help infants and toddlers with developmental delays or disabilities is called Early Steps. This is a statewide program that provides critical early intervention services to eligible children from birth until their third birthday, at no cost to the family. What makes Early Steps so special is its family-centered approach. The guiding principle is that a child's family is their greatest resource. Services are provided in your child's natural environment, meaning where they live, learn, and play, such as your home or their daycare. This approach helps you and your family learn ways to support your child's development during your everyday routines. The Plan for Little Ones, the Individualized Family Support Plan, or IFSP. Instead of an IEP, children in Early Steps have a different kind of plan, an Individualized Family Support Plan. The name says it all. The focus is on the family. The IFSP is a written plan that you are a major contributor in developing. It outlines your family's priorities, concerns, and goals for your child's development. It is a whole family plan that builds on your strengths and identifies the services and supports that will help you and your child thrive. The IFSP will detail the specific services your child will receive, such as speech, physical, or occupational therapy, and explain when, where, and how they will be delivered. The Bridge to School, transitioning at age 3. According to federal law, a child is no longer eligible for Early Steps after their third birthday. This can be a source of anxiety for parents, but the system is designed to provide a smooth, planned transition to the next phase of support. This process is not a sudden cliff, but a carefully constructed bridge. Here are the key steps in the transition process. Planning begins early. Your Early Steps service coordinator will start talking to you about transition when your child is around 2 years and 6 months old. The transition conference, a formal meeting called a transition conference, is held by the time your child is 2 years and 9 months old. With your permission, a representative from your local school district will be invited to this meeting. Connecting with Child Find. Early Steps will notify the school district's Child Find office that your child is approaching their third birthday. Child Find is the school system's program responsible for identifying preschool-age children who may be eligible for Exceptional Education Services, or ESE services. The school district will then conduct its own evaluation to determine if your child is eligible for preschool ESE services under different criteria than Early Steps. It is important to know that the services your child receives from the school district may be different from what they received in Early Steps. The focus shifts from the family-centered support of the IFSP to the child-focused educational services of an IEP. This transition is a major milestone. It marks the next step in your child's educational journey. By understanding the process, you can ensure the bridge from early intervention to preschool is strong, supportive, and built with your child's success in mind. In our next post, we will explore the school system's process for school-aged children, starting with the first step of making a referral.